The warship Coronus knifed through the dark, a sword blade prow leading towers of iron and steel, the wicked maws of lance cannons and massed laser batteries decorating the flanks. The ship was by no means the largest of the God Emperor's fleet, but it was still powerful. The weapons it carried could rain death from high orbit and crack continents. The ultimate sanction lay nestled within the warheads of a dozen cyclonic torpedoes. The command need only be given. Exterminatus. And Holos would die. Sister Myria had prayed each day of the journey that she would not be called upon to speak that word. But she too had beseeched her saint and her emperor to give her the strength to do so, if the moment came. For, despite the size of the Imperial Church, despite the millions of loyal, devout souls in its service, its faith was a delicate and fragile thing, in constant need of protection. One single thread of poison could be enough to let rot set in. The Sisters of Battle were ever vigilant, always watching for heathens, witches and betrayers, cloaked in the mantle of friendship. Put in such terms, the mission seemed clear. But Myria knew that was a falsehood. There were no simple choices in the eternal service to the God Emperor. Only in death did duty end. And until that time, Myria would do as her oath demanded. The voyage would be over soon, and she welcomed it. Her Celestians, Sister Lethe, Sister Cassandra, Isabel, Portia, and Iona, were troubled by their orders. The presence of the replicae Hro had divided them. Some considered the clone to be an aberration, something that should be destroyed out of hand for daring to ape humanity. But they had not seen the curious, affecting sight of Hro at prayer. Try as she might, Myria could not shake that image from her thoughts. She found Questor Nolan, where he had been for the duration of the voyage, prowling the observation chamber before Hro's cell. Through means she was not privy to, the entire compartment had been shifted from Zodon Orbital to a bay aboard the Coronus, so strict was the security around the clone envoy. Nolan had not moved from there, conducting scans and taking reams of notes on the humanoid, as if he were a collector with a newly discovered species of animal. Hro's odd, bird-like movements were visible through the armored glass, and as Myria approached, she saw Nolan copy them, as if attempting to understand the replicae.
Honored Questor, you should prepare. We are approaching Holos.
Oh, Sister Celestian, forgive me. I am deep in my analysis. Processing.
The adept was a typical example of his kind. Beneath voluminous crimson robes, the remnants of a human being lay among numerous biomechanical enhancements, implants, and cybernetics. Serpentine mechadendrites wandered across the deck near his clawed feet, or wavered in the air like fronds in a breeze. A whiff of ozone and scented machine oil was always present around him. What she could see of his face beneath his hood had too many eyes, all of them red-lit and set in brass.
You have been here for days. Tell me, Adept, do you ever sleep?
Praise the Omnisire, but that need was edited from my body many years ago, 4.2 recurring. It is quite liberating.
What have you learned about her?
Much indeed. 40 gigaquads of data still rising. I admit to being both fascinated and unnerved by the very presence of such a being as Designate Hro. She stimulates emotional responses in me that are rare occurrences. I am quite inspired.
The clone is what it seems, then?
Affirmative. The ideal of a genetically engineered, vat-grown perfect human has hitherto been a myth. Now it is fact. She is fact. 97.6%. However, I admit to some concern over her unusual neurological development.
She seems as intelligent as you or I.
My point exactly. The records of the Magos Biologis state that Replicae were designed to be a replacement for machine life, automata, and the like. Great creations indeed, but made to be the servants of mankind. Loyal slave warriors for our wars, not our equals. Error condition noted.
Miria studied Ro through the glass. The clone's head was cocked and her lips were moving. What is she doing?
Singing. A variant of the Olean anthem. Probability factor plus or minus 2%.
Open the chamber. I want to look her in the eye.
As you wish.
Miria strode into the compartment and stood before the clone, daring it to speak. Those violet eyes measured her, sweeping across to Nolan and then back.
I do not blame you. I understand why you kept me confined here, but I forgive it. You fear me.
I am Sister Miria of the Order of our Martyred Lady, and you are nothing to be afraid of.
The actions of your prioress would seem to suggest otherwise, but it is of no consequence. I sense we grow nearer to my home world with each passing second. You have brought me back. Thank you, Miria. Truly, the God Emperor has smiled on us.
You believe so? How can you know his will?
I do not presume to. I am only his servant. But there can be no other explanation. You and I are here by his design. All this is the wish of the great progenitor.
At closer quarters, Miria could better see the Replicae's shape and form. While slight, Hro's body was all engineered muscle, without a single iota of useless flesh. Her looks belied a hidden strength, and the Battle Sister imagined that in combat, Ro would be formidable indeed. Yet she radiated an air of calm stillness. Your world has been isolated from the Imperium for 2 millennia. You are a living example of that fact.
Yes. Can you imagine such pain, sister? To be surrounded by a veil of madness for century upon century. Some began to fear that the universe had been destroyed in a great cataclysm, and only cruel fate had left our worlds untouched. Others believed we were the playthings of the ruinous powers, but not I. I have always known the truth. It is why I was chosen to be the messenger.
What is the truth you speak of? When Hro replied, her eyes were shining and her words were those of a true zealot. She reached up and clasped Miria's hand.
It was his doing. The God Emperor isolated Holos in order to test us, to keep us pure, and our faith in him has finally been rewarded. The veil has fallen.
The veil? You mean the warp storms?
Aye. Now we are free and ready to return. Our world has endured. It has prospered. I cannot wait for you to see it.
Nor I.
Look, my friends. There, through the viewport. Can you see? The Hive Tower of Salacian. To the west, beneath the photon sails, our farmlands. And the White Plains. A world living under the great progenitor's munificence.
the Great Progenitor. This is your local designation for the God Emperor.
It reflects his position as the Forge Master of all that we have and all that we are.
Indeed. Processing.
Miria watched the clone and the adept. Nolan seemed to have no trouble adjusting to the abhuman's appearance. But then, she imagined his fascination with the replicae and the technology that had made it overrode any other intentions. The engines of the Arvus-class shuttle hummed as it dropped toward the capital of Hollos, and the sound kindled old battle memory in the sister. Many times she had deployed into combat from a craft such as this, and it took a near physical effort to remind herself of that fact. This is a mission of words, not warfare.
Not yet.
Did I voice my thoughts aloud, Sister Lethe?
You did, Elohim. But trust we are all ready with hymnal and bolter, sword and scripture alike should either be needed.
Miria gave a thin smile. Lethe was her strong right arm, second in command of her unit and a trusted comrade. They had fought many wars of faith side by side, and this day they shared the same silent concerns. Ready the Celestians.
Aye, mistress. Iona, Portia, secure your weapons. Cassandra, you and Isabel will sweep the landing site on touchdown.
Initial scans indicate that this region of the planet appears to be stable. Data collation in progress.
Hollos has its problems like any world, but they have not dimmed our faith. We strive to improve our lot with each new day.
Tell us more about this council we're to meet. They have authority to speak for all citizens of Hollos?
I am one of their number. We are the legal government of our planets. Some of us have held high office for more than 700 Terran years. It is through the Council's guidance that we have developed a benign, enduring society.
Interrogative. Beings like you, the replicae. In this culture, you are the serviles, the soldiers, the protectors, yes?
The protectors? Yes.
Landing stations! 10 seconds to touchdown! Prepare to disembark!
This is an historic day. There will be celebrations.
Miria said nothing, her hand once more resting upon the holster of her plasma pistol.